Chapter 3, Getting Acquainted. Display begins on page 11. It begins with a complete illustration of the display readout. Most of it is black lettering on white background. Some of the illustrated pieces, for instance, TX, RX, AT, letters 1 and 2, and a few other things are black background with white lettering. I'll try to describe those precisely as we go along. There are 20 items to be illustrated and commented upon. We'll begin at the left side, work over to the right side, and except for the first 2 inches, which is really the meter, the first 17 commentaries will be as the items appear illustrated on the display readout on the very top of the display. Number one is meter. It takes up the first 2 inches from left to right, more or less. While receiving serves as an S meter to measure and display the received signal strength. While transmitting serves as a calibrated power meter plus an ALC meter, an SWR meter, or a speech processor compression meter. The peak hold function holds each reading for about 2.5 seconds. Now, starting along the top of the display, from left to right, number two, TX. TX is illustrated black background, white lettering. Appears while the transceiver is in the transmit mode. Number three, RX. RX is illustrated black background, white lettering. Appears while the squelch is open in the receive mode. 4. AT. Black background, white lettering. AT. Appears while the internal antenna tuner, referencing page 52, or an external antenna tuner is in line. Continuing to the right. 5. ANT. A-N-T, and then the numerals 1 and 2, black background, white lettering. The ANT is on a white background with black lettering. A-N-T, 1, 2. Either A-N-T 1 or A-N-T 2 appears depending on whether the antenna 1 connector or the antenna 2 connector is selected, referencing page 48. Number 6. White background, black lettering, ATT, appears when the receive attenuator is on, reference page 37. Number 7, preamp, white background, black lettering, appears when the received preamplifier is on, reference page 37. 8, vox, V-O-X. White background, black lettering, appears when the voice-operated transmit function is on, reference page 31. For CW operation, appears when the break-in function is on, reference page 34. 9 illustration, PROC, PROS, appears when speech processor is on, reference page 32. Now, it would appear that most all of the other comments will be black lettering on white background, with the exception of number 1 and the 2 eventually being commented upon. So I will discontinue saying white on black or black on white. It'll always be black on white, unless otherwise specified. 10, NB, appears when noise blanker is on, reference page 36. 11, split. Now, split does not appear to the right along the top as all the others have. It is directly below NB. Split, S-P-L-I-T, appears when the transmit frequency differs from the receive frequency, page 23 reference. Now, back at the top to the right, 12, F-A-S-T, fast. Appears when a fast time constant is selected for the automatic gain control function. Reference page 30. And directly below FAST is number 13, RIT, appears when receive incremental tuning is on, reference page 30. Now continuing to the right, I'm going to go to number 15 before number 14. 15 is TX-EQ, TX-EQ, appears when the TX equalizer function is on, reference page 33. Now back to 14. 14 is directly below TX-EQ. 14 illustrates XIT, appears when transmit incremental tuning is on, reference page 32. Continuing on the top now, to the right, and we're just about to the very corner, 16 is NR, one white lettering black background, two white lettering black background. Either NR1 or NR2 appears depending on whether noise reduction 1 or noise reduction 2 is selected. Reference page 38. Number 17 illustrates beat cancel. It appears directly below NR1 or 2. It appears when beat cancel is on. Reference page 38. Going to number 18, we return back toward the left side of the display. Adjacent to the right side next to the meter is menu, M-E-N-U. It appears directly below the TX or RX illustrations, if they were on. It appears while menu mode is being accessed, page 16. Now, 19 illustrates directly below menu. In the middle, on the right side of the meter display, M.ch appears while memory recall or memory scroll is being used. Reference page 40. Now just below that illustrates number 20. A digital 8 dot, digital 8 dot, half size numerals, shows two-digit information such as menu number or a memory channel number. This concludes page 11, but continuing on page 12 with the display description. Number 21, in this illustration, the numeral 8 reproduced 7 times with dots between the 8s and at the far of the last 8. It shows the current operating frequency, also shows menu selections while in menu mode. These numerals are approximately 3/4 of an inch high. Now the following three illustrations, 23, 22, and 24, in that sequence, I might add, are on the very far border of the last large digit being displayed in the display. The first one I'm going to give you is the A. It's number 22 illustrated here because it's actually before the 23, which is just below it, and before the M, which is 24, which is just below that. So on the right side of the display, when activated, would be the following three illustrations. Starting with 22, a left dart, capital A, right dart. Left dart A, or A right dart, appears while VFOA is being selected, page 13. A appears while menu A is being accessed, page 16. Now that is the top item of the three. The middle item, the B, reverse dart B, forward dart, Reverse dart B, or B forward dart, appears while VFOB is being selected, page 13. B appears while menu B is being accessed, reference page 16. Now below the B, which is approximately in the lower right corner, if you were to visualize it as the display unit, is reverse dart M forward dart. Reverse dart M, or left dart M, you could say, or M right dart, appears while a simplex memory channel is being selected, page 40. Reverse dart M forward dart appears while a split frequency memory channel is being selected, reference page 40. Now, 25 is actually a half-size display readout toward the right side of the display. There are 7 digitized opportunities with dots between each of the opportunities. It states, shows menu information while menu A or B is being accessed. Also shows the transmit frequency during split frequency operation and the RIT slant XIT offset frequency when these functions are on. Now, beginning with 26 and continuing to the end of this display demonstration, all the items are going to be at the very bottom of the readout. Starting on the left side, just below the right corner, bottom corner of the meter. Number 26 states M.SCR appears while memory scroll is being used, reference page 41. Going to the right, 27 appears just under the very first large digit readout. LSB appears when in lower sideband mode, page 14. Continuing to the right at the bottom, number 28 illustrates USB appears when in upper sideband mode, reference page 14. 29 illustration, CW appears when in CW mode, reference page 14. 30. R appears while the sideband is being reversed for CW, page 21. Also appears while the mark and space frequency relationship is being reversed for FSK, reference page 26. 31. FSK appears when in frequency shift keying mode, reference page 26, or when you select one of the digital operation filters via menu number 32 in SSB mode, reference page 27. Number 32, FM appears when in FM mode, reference page 14. 33, AM appears when in AM mode, page 14. 34, F.LOCK appears when the frequency lock function is on, reference page 48. 35, FINE, F-I-N-E, appears when the FINE function is on, reference page 30. 36, 1MHz, 1 megahertz, appears when the 1MHz step function is on, reference page 29. 37, T appears when the subtone function is on, reference page 24. 38, CTCSS appears when the CTCSS is on, reference page 25. And lastly, on the lower right corner, 39, CTRL appears while quick data transfer, page 50, or computer control, page 51, is being used. This concludes the reading of the display unit and also concludes chapter 3 titled Getting Acquainted on page 12.